Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace, a podcast all about how faith impacts our guests' careers and lives. I'm Sean Bowles, here with my co-host.
And I'm Bob Haston, and we're here to bring you unfiltered, powerful conversations with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and culture shapers who are living out their faith in extraordinary ways. From billion-dollar boardrooms to creative industries, we reveal how God is moving through everyday, ordinary people just like you, and this podcast will give you courage, which is our goal.
Yeah, these are the stories you don't get to hear on Sundays. Plus, we get to dive deep in the latest trends in business, finance, entertainment, and politics, giving you real insight from a kingdom and biblical perspective.
This is where faith meets influence. This is Exploring the Marketplace.
Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Haston with my friend Sean Bowles. Sean, I think we have an exciting episode today.
We do. I mean, today's episode, we're going to help you shake off fear and comparison so you can say yes to what God's called you to build, even if the space feels crowded. And in the real talk, Bob and I are going to tackle the lie that there's no room for your dream or your business, your career, just because the market is competitive or others have the same idea or it's oversaturated, whatever it is. You're not disqualified. Your idea is not disqualified. In fact, this could be the very reason God wants to use you to bring something different and something that's anointed or from God.
I can't wait to talk about that. We're going to hear from our incredible guest, Hector Morales, who's a pharmacist and the owner of Provision Pharmacy in San Diego. He spent 23 years in the pharmacy business, and he does medical missions often, sometimes in the most remote places in the world. He has a deep sense of compassion, and he's been through some business struggles that I think that you, our listeners and viewers, will really resonate with, and it'll give you courage.
And I think he's our first pharmacist, so I'm so excited to have him. Well, it's going to be up next after our real talk. Our sponsor today is Birch Gold, and Birch Gold is going to help you find a little-known loophole in the IRS to protect your retirement, your IRA, your 401k, with precious metals. And this is an incredible company. They have amazing consumer reviews. You can look them up. They're one of the top, if not the top, in their industry. And they're sponsoring us and giving you a free information guide by going to birchgold.com/Sean Bowles. Bowles is spelled B-O-L-Z. And when you go there, you're going to talk to their experts, whether you get the guide or talk to somebody. They are so informative, and they're going to help you to go on the journey to stabilize your financial future. And we know that gold has been a standard for thousands of years, and it is today still. You don't want to miss out on your opportunity to do something for your financial future and your children's future. Go there today. So Bob, one of the biggest discouragements I've been hearing from people, especially entrepreneurs or creatives, and even sometimes ministry leaders, is why would I start to do this now? Someone's already doing it, or that space is already saturated.
That's so funny. I mean, we call that market intimidation. You know, it's the fear that there's no room for you. But here's the truth. God doesn't call us to originality for its own sake. He calls us to obedience. So yeah, if he's calling you, your obedience releases something that only you can bring. It reminds me of my father-in-law, who in the 40s had a decision to make. Should I manufacture or should I keep contracting? And he asked God, and God said, I think you should manufacture. And it changed the whole trajectory of his business. And there was room for him to do that. I just love that story.
Yeah, he was so innovative too, and just what he did. Like, even though he was in an industry that already had a lot of people, he was innovative and became a one of a kind because of that, right, which is so cool. Well, a study from Harvard Business Review found that companies entering competitive markets with a unique value or strong mission, actually, they grow faster, Bob, than early entrants, especially because they benefit from the existing awareness while still standing out. So according to entrepreneurship.com, 78% of successful founders said their idea wasn't new, and it was simply just done better with more authenticity or for an undeserved audience, like an audience that wasn't being served. And then people are drawn not just to products, but to personalities and stories and purpose. And that's where believers can really shine.
Yeah, it's so true. And Sean, you and I talk a lot about business strategy, putting strategic plan together. And this is where it comes in. I just love that key stat that companies that have a strong mission actually grow faster. And that supports what we talk about. But I look at like Romans 12:6. In his grace, God's given us different gifts for doing different things well. Your unique assignment still matters, even if others are doing something similar.
Yeah, I think of, you know, some of my friends when we, you know, I'm from LA and a lot of entertainment industry friends. Some of my friends, when they got their start, one of them, she's a Black woman and she tried out for a role. And the guy who was the casting director was also a director. She didn't realize that for the movie she was trying out for. And he goes, you know, you're a dime a dozen. There's all kinds of black women in the industry. Black women are the thing right now, whatever.
Wow.
And she just was so offended. Like, just like, how dare this white director look at me and just tell me I'm common. And she got all fiery and was like, basically like, how dare you? Like, why are you doing this? And as she did that, he saw something in her when she argued back to him and was passionate. That he's like, oh, wait a minute. You're not just like everyone else. You are, because part of her in her mind went to insecurity, like, that's true. Should I just stop acting? And then part of her was like, no, I'm sitting here from God. And she's just like, boom, 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 boom. And he's like, oh, that's what I need in my role. You're the right one. And so she got hired because she got offended, but she was who she is, you know? And I just think that whether it's a, you know, a internet company, a tech company, whether it's a role like being a doctor in a city that has a lot of doctors, there's always room for you when it's what God has for you. And your gift makes way for the giver.
The gift does make way for the giver. And Proverbs 16 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he'll establish your plans. If God's in it, we'll have the traction, even if we're in a crowded market. So if you've been discouraged by what you see others doing or feeling like it's too late to start, it's not. We want to say there's plenty of room for what God has to put in your heart. The market might be crowded, but you bring something different.
Well, and I have this statement I want to make to you. As a Christian, we're not here to compete, but we're here to contribute. We're here on the earth to serve and contribute and see what God will do. That's and the world needs what he's placed inside of you. They really do need you. And your idea isn't disqualified just because others are doing something similar. In fact, this might be proof that the need is real and God's asking to be part of the answer. And so many people who started a really good business, they actually saw all kinds of businesses out there that they said, I can do that. And they started something. And they were the one who rose to the top. So just let yourself have grace. Even if there's a lot of oversaturation out there, there's room for you if God's put it inside of you.
So good, Sean. Well, let's jump into today's conversation with Hector, a man who said yes to a calling that others might have overlooked. And he found deep purpose and provision in the process.
Yeah, he's a pharmacist and owner of Provision Pharmacy in San Diego, where he specializes in serving residential care facilities. He's had 23 years in his career, like you said earlier, Bob, and he's prioritized deep connection with his patients and even has served in some of the most remote places in the world. I love his story of dedication, compassion, trusting God to make room for the unique kind of care he was called to provide. And Hector has some stories. I mean, Hector, it's not an easy market right now to be a pharmacist or to own your own company. So the fact that him and his business partner, who's not a Christian, and they're partnering successfully, is thriving right now in the midst of a time that's really hard, shows that God's with them. And I can't wait to hear about that up next.
I want to invite you to partner with us to spread the gospel around the world. And we're doing this through our TV shows and our podcasts, our social media. We're helping Christians navigate culture with a biblical worldview of what God's doing right now in society, news, entertainment, the church, through the Sean Bowles Show, which is our weekly commentary show on podcasts. We're building courage with our ministry audience for their calling and their careers for exploring the marketplace, which is a CBN news show and a podcast. And we're helping thousands to grow spiritually in their connection to Christ and training them to hear God's voice. And we're activating them in their gifts and helping them to have coaching tools for their inner development through Spiritual Growth Academy online. On top of this, I get to minister around the world with Sound Biblical Truth on Prophetic Edge through YouTube all week long. And we have Sunday services even with YouTube. And we have weekly videos. And this doesn't even touch other social media that we do. I, of course, do a lot of ministry with TBN, and I host a lot of different media outside of what we're doing in our ministry, but we want to have you come help us. We want to invite you to help us expand our reach. And we are on testimony overload of the goodness of God, changing people's lives through the impact that we're having as a ministry. But we need you to help us create this media, this ministry. You can be a part of our team and our family, and we get to pray for you when you do this. We pray for our partners weekly. We get to resource you. We send you regular resources, both in the mail, but also online, because we want you to be equipped and reinforced. And we also have monthly partner meetings where you get to connect with me and our Bowles team online live, so you can feel the synergy of what God's doing and let it energize your life, as well as we get to pray for you live every month. And if you can't come live, you're still going to watch the video and get the prayer, because we take whatever God's doing in our ministry and we impart it to you so you can have the benefit. But become a partner today so our fruit becomes your fruit.
Well, welcome back. We're here with Hector Morales. Hector, so good to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Hector, now, I mean, you're a pharmacist and you own your own company here, and you have a local spot in San Diego area. I know we already said in the intro, but I'm just thinking about, like, reading your notes. I didn't know there had been such a challenge against pharmacies this last 24 months. where from your notes, one out of every three pharmacies was going to be closed down. Tell us, first of all, how you got involved in owning a pharmacy, and then kind of tell us about the challenges of that and how God did something to keep you open.
Yeah. So I've been a pharmacist for 23 years now. Wow. And I was at a very stable, good paying job at a local health organization here in San Diego. And my business partner actually came up to me and said, "Hey, you can have a better life. Like, it's not about the money you're making, but you can live really good, spend time with your family, and still make good money." So I'm like, "All right, I'm all about that." So he convinced me to put in my 2 weeks. The pharmacy that we purchased, I actually worked at on Saturdays for about 12 years. So I kind of knew, for quite a while, actually, that I was going to want to buy that pharmacy. I would walk in every Saturday and say, you know, I'm going to own this pharmacy one day. And it turned out that, that's what God's plan was. So we purchased it. And then, right when we purchased it, we kind of realized that, there's not really everything that what I saw just working here actually happened. The previous owner was kind of doing some illegal activities with business practices, and it was kind of inflating his numbers. And I recognized that after I purchased a pharmacy. So I had to kind of rectify that going into the pharmacy staff that was friends with. You know, I had to change that culture and say, this is not how we operate. You know, we're going to operate from a stance of honesty, from integrity. We're going to operate ethically, and that's how we're going to do it. And there was a lot of bumps in the road because, you know, we lost a lot of business because of choosing that route. But I knew that there's no way God was going to reward that pharmacy the way that it was. So I had to right that ship.
Yeah, that's so amazing, Hector. Well, talk to us about the God journey within that decision to leave the stable job and to buy the pharmacy. And how was God speaking to you? And how did your faith play into that?
Yeah, I've been a Christian my entire life since I was a little kid. And it wasn't until probably about 7 years ago when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and just kind of grabbed on to the gifts of the Spirit. And just work prophetically with gifts, words of knowledge, and took my prayer.
You're telling me a pharmacist is getting words of knowledge?
just taking it to another level with prayer, and my prayer life just kind of heightened with, you know, within grasping the gifts of the Spirit. And, you know, I knew that was the right play for me, for my future family. It wasn't a second guess. And, you know, a lot of people would say, "You're crazy." Like, I was making really good money, and just to throw that away, to now be struggling and suffering through all of these heartaches, you know, people didn't understand that. But I knew that God called me out of that environment for a reason. And I always try to be obedient when I hear his voice. You know, I ask for his voice. I ask for his wisdom daily. And it's not going to do me any good if I don't listen to what I hear. So I always try and do that. And I know that, you know, my steps are already set. It's just figuring out where he wants me to go, how he wants me to operate, and what that looks like. But I wasn't really hesitant on the move. Because I knew that to me, there was bigger and brighter things on the other side.
On top of that, you're a business partner. I love that you have an incredible partnership with him, and he's not actually a believer. So he's not operating necessarily with the same decision-making practice as you are, but you guys come to agreement all the time. Talk about that, being a business partner to somebody who doesn't necessarily share all the same values, but it's still a great relationship.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. I went to school with him. He's a good friend of mine. But he's not a believer yet. But I try and expose him to every situation that I can regarding to how God is going to work in the pharmacy. And he gives me so much leeway. He actually trusts me because there's things that he would do differently. You know, he would kind of look the other way at the previous practices and maybe just go along with it because, you know, those were the numbers. But I said, yeah. No, we can't do that. We're going to go this way. And he says, okay, I trust you. You know, you're wow. going to run this. I will back you 100%. So there's never been a time where he's actually challenged me on something that was going to go against my beliefs. And that's something that I feel is good for him because, you know, some good stuff is rubbing off of him. And he's actually witnessed miracles within the pharmacy. Something simple as, you know, we have a cost of goods bill that's due on a Friday. And, you know, we need $45,000 to hit the account by Friday. So wow. he'll come to me and he'll say, hey, you need to pray to your God that we need to have $45,000 hit on Friday. So I said, well, you know, I don't need to go home and pray. Let's pray right now. So, you know, I pray and he's just standing there listening. And come Friday, we have $45,000 wow. hit the account. And that's I'll go crazy. To him and I say, see, God is watching, God is working. And he'll just kind of, you know, push it aside, this or that. But he's seeing so many miracles. So now, you know, the pharmacy environment is so crazy right now that, you know, all of our fellow colleagues, you know, we try and get together and discuss how are we going to rectify this problem. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be fixed, but people will ask us, they'll ask him and he'll, you know, they'll say, aren't you worried? And my buddy's like, no, you know, Hector's praying to his God. And, you know, wow. they're in my partner's Indian and these other people are Indian. They're like, well, I pray. And my buddy goes, yeah, but when Hector prays to his God, things happen. Wow. And I say, yeah, that's right. Things do happen. So
that's so cool, Hector. Tell us a little bit, like give us a thumbnail sketch about the problems that you're having as a sole proprietor, sole pharmacy. Give us just a little bit so they can understand, yeah. Our listeners and viewers can understand the scope yeah. of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so the pharmacy environment, it's kind of it's really an unfair practice what's going on. There's some middlemen that are kind of controlling everything. And last year, pretty much it comes down to contracting where it's, you know, take it or leave it contracts that they give. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these prescriptions that we were filling, actually almost all of them were a negative reimbursement. So wow. our gross profit monthly before last year was around $75,000. And January of 2024, it went down to $20,000. Wow. And we instantly lost $50,000 per month, and mm-hmm. that's when I went to Bob. I said, I don't know what to do. Like, there's nothing I can do, because I would try and market the pharmacy, and what I was doing is I was bringing in, you know, more business, but I was losing more money because the contracts were horrible, and I couldn't do much about it. So it was really, you know, a very frustrating time. You know, just trying to figure out what's going on. But the pharmacy world itself, big pharma, you know, it could be a lot of things can be improved. Let's just say sure. if the right individuals want that to happen.
So coming back to God, you were more peaceful in that time than I've ever seen with someone who had a problem that in the natural seemed like there was no way to solve it. How did you tap into that peace with God?
Yeah, I feel that I've always been very peaceful, and there's not really anything that can kind of shake me. But this was pretty. It took me to the very edge because yeah. there was really nothing that I could do. I just finally said, you know, I give this to you, Lord. I surrender it to you. I will see the success after I surrender. I would just ask for the wisdom. I would ask for individuals that come into my life just to speak into me on how to fix. I would ask the Holy Spirit daily, like, what, open up my eyes that I'm, what, show me something I'm not seeing that I can improve, that everyone is thinking is impossible. Let me show you what my God can do with the impossible. And he definitely spoke to me. The Holy Spirit showed me certain ways of restructuring some of our work into new contracts, which is unheard of in the pharmacy profession. But that was highlighted to me in a vision when I went to sleep one night and I woke up and I said, wow. I went to my partner. I said, we need to investigate this. And he goes, nah, that's not going to help us out. I said, no. We need to look into this. And then he did some research, and sure enough, about 40% of our business got switched over, and that negative went to a positive, which kind of helped us weather the storm.
Wow. So, I mean, I love that you're telling the story, because I feel like a lot of people can relate to when there's regulations or problems that the government puts on or that an industry puts up, and you have no way out except for a God way. And that's one of the ways that having faith adds so much value to our lives, because God can lead us into ways and places that we can't get to ourselves. And I said, you're just a living demonstration of that God is helping you navigate an industry that's very volatile right now. And I think, I hope people who are listening, whether they're in the pharmacy world or whatever world, which the majority of them aren't in the pharmacy world, can just get that sense of faith and peace that you've had to say, okay, this is hard, but I'm going to walk with God. Yeah. And I'm not going to compromise on that, because it's the temptation is to jump ship before you're supposed to, or to compromise like the previous owners of the pharmacy were, and just do some things that are kind of shady, that aren't too shady, but are shady enough to where it's an integrity issue. And then God can't trust you. The community can't trust you. It's just a huge thing. So yeah. I so appreciate your story, because I feel like it really highlights, you know, the bigger picture of what people are dealing with in a time when we have so much instability and culture all around the world. Everyone can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah. And for me, it was easy to have such high faith, because I've seen miracle after miracle in my life. And when you see God move, oh, you did this, you know, back then. Oh, surely you can do this now. Like you guys interviewed my wife, Elise, and we have a miracle baby daughter, 11 months. Yeah. And if he can bring that into my life, he can bring anything into this pharmacy. During last year, you know, not only was I focused on trying to right the ship of the pharmacy and, you know, figuring out, am I going to have, you know, any type of means to support my family? You know, Elise was pregnant. She gave birth to Jaden. Jaden was born. A month later, we had a huge home flood. We had to deal. We had to move out of the house. It was just attack after attack. But I said, no, you know, God, you brought Jaden to us through this miracle. You brought this pharmacy to me through this miracle. You've already changed the culture. You've showed me the progression. You know, I rebranded my pharmacy and named it Provision Pharmacy because, you know, I would speak that into existence, that he is going to bring provision. So for me to have that high faith, it was somewhat easy, because I've seen miracle after miracle. And when I didn't see it, you know, I would surround myself with individuals. I would go to my church and have men's prayer, and I would have men speak into me that experience those miracles. And I said, okay, if you had that miracle, then I'm going to experience that miracle. And, you know, now I'm on the other side, and I'm going around saying it is possible. You can do it. You just got to continue to believe, have that faith, and sit back and watch that miracle arise.
That's so good, Hector. This is one of the reasons why Sean and I just love exploring the marketplace, because every episode we hear a testimony of God's faithfulness, and we're listening to your story and hear this beautiful testimony of his faithfulness to you. And let's close with kind of this miracle story about the check. And again, your partner seeing this, and I'd love to close with that.
Yeah. So when I first purchased the pharmacy, in the pharmacy business, the first couple months, the ARs are kind of for the previous ownership, and it could be rolled into the sell, but usually any ARs that are coming in over that first 2 months, you know, we usually give back to the previous owner. So I would get these checks. Actually, it was a year into it. I received these checks for, I think, a total of around $26,000.75. It was written to the pharmacy, so I could have deposited it into the account. The previous owner would have never have known anything. But I said, no, this isn't mine. Like, this is his work, his hard work. So I actually called his family up and said, hey, you know, I think these checks are yours. And he's like, wow, that is very honest of you. I really appreciate that. I said, yeah, you know, let me mail you these checks. So I wrote down that number in my iPhone. And I told my partner, I said, hey, God's going to redeem this. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that was the right thing to do. So I actually wrote it down. It's $26,014.75. So 4 years later, this was last year when we were in the thick of needing revenue to come in, needing a check. I got this random check sent to the pharmacy for $26,014.65. 10 cents off. 10 cents off of what I sent the previous owner. So I went back to my partner and said, look what happened. And his words, his jaw dropped, and his words are, there might be a God up there. I said, there is a God up there. He showed you time and time again. So,
and the thing that I love about this, you said it was 4 years.
Yes.
And you had it in your phone. And, you know, God's answers aren't always like right off the bat. But you recognized it. And I just think that's the beautiful part of your faith.
For sure. Well, Hector, it was so good having you today. Just your whole story, your perspective. I think a lot of people are in the struggle too. And they're struggling with God in their faith to be able to see the thing that God put inside their heart in the first place. And that's part of what we go into, is that God never allows anything to be easy because he's refining us and developing us. And I love that you're just such an incredible example of somebody who's walked with God. And I think many people can relate to that and are in different various parts of that journey. So thanks for being on today and just sharing your story. And we pray that your pharmacy, in the midst of this nationwide pharmacy situation, we just pray that you would have a David anointing to kill the Goliaths of this thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. To see it coming to a whole new measure. But I'm so encouraged that you were on today. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad that my story is going to help others just build that faith, because it's needed, and the miracles will come.
Thank you for being a part of Exploring the Marketplace, where faith and business collide to shape culture. Stay ahead with free resources, online courses, and exclusive content at bullsministries.com. And even dive deeper with our online training, spiritual growth mentoring community, or grab a copy of Wired to Hear, the book that Bob and I co-authored to help you hear God in your career.
We're building a global conversation. You can be part of it. Partner with us or donate today, or recommend new guests for our show to fuel the impact. Let's stay connected. Follow us on social media at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassan.
And did you love the episode? Share it with your network and leave a review. It helps us so much to reach more people who are ready to bring the kingdom into the marketplace.
See you next time.